not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, you are the world changer. The top news story of the day is you. You get to change the world by changing the world inside yourself and then those around you. That's how you have real impact in the world, is being the best you that you can possibly be. I want to throw some statistics out here today. I want to get us aware. This news is important. This news actually applies to you. Hey, if a guy, mows his lawn in Bangladesh, what does that have to do with your life? If a guy has a car wreck in Iraq, what does that have to do with you? Your world is impacted by what actually affects you. And we are the world. The world is comprised of about 6 billion people, and all news is talking about what's happening in the lives of people. Well, who's the most important person in the world? You are. And so I want to encourage you, be the best you that you can be. And here's some statistics to be aware of that directly influence you and those in your immediate circle. 1 out of 3 Americans, 1 out of 3, every third person you talk to, see, or are driving down the road with today is on high blood pressure medication, which means they are one step away from a heart attack. Because high blood pressure is like having a boiler that it's getting too hot, it's going to blow up. So we give it a drug to treat the symptom, not curing what's causing the high blood pressure. We're just doing something to treat the symptom, and then we get all the side effects of that high blood pressure medication. And hey, I'm just going to say it. Hey, this is America, man. Are we red-blooded Americans or what? But I hate that one of the side effects of high blood pressure medication is it lowers a man's sex drive. Seriously? Man, I'm just going to say it, man. I'm telling you what, I'm married to the love of my life, and I met my beautiful bride when she was 11 years old. I was 14, and we just have a great relationship. And you know what? We're married and we have sex. That is a huge part of relationship and of being together. Are you kidding me? That is impacting 1 out of 3 families in the United States of America today. People are not having the love and the sexual relations they should be having because of high blood pressure medication. Well, I got some great news for you on that. For the past almost 2 decades, every single person that has experienced my 88-day cellular health transformation comes off of their high blood pressure medication. Yeah, I'm not making a claim. I'm just telling you the facts. Anecdotal, empirical, scientific evidence that is indisputable, that just happens to every single person. So, who can argue with that? Nobody, because it's real. It's an experience. An experience is undeniable. Diabetics. 1 in 4 Americans are struggling with diabetes or prediabetes. Sticking yourself with needles and testing your blood sugar all the time and always having to watch what you eat and having all the discomforts and the challenges that come with that. Well, I got great news for all of you guys. You 1 out of 4. You can go look at a guy on my johnjubilee.com website. He was 3 insulin shots a day into his belly. None anymore. Lost 101 pounds of fat in 88 days as a side effect of getting healthy at a cellular level and came off of all of his diabetic medication. A nurse called in last week. You might have heard that call. A nurse called in her husband in just 8 weeks of getting healthy at a cellular level. He came off of all of his diabetic medication, non-diabetic, in 8 weeks and verified by 4 doctors because she was a nurse and she couldn't believe it. It was too good to be true, but it is true because when you get healthy at a cellular level, everything gets better. 1 out of 4 Americans are on a mood-altering medication. Anxiety and depression medication is rampant. And my heart goes out to you. If you're on anxiety or depression medication, I got great news for you. If you listen to these real people telling their real stories of transformation, many, many, many of them were on not just one, but two, or maybe even three medications to deal with depression or anxiety. How did they get off that medication? How were they able to, after some of them were on for 10 or 20 years? Because when your healthy cells help produce the healthy chemicals, your body has 30,000 chemical reactions going on in it. It's supposed to. And then it produces the healthy levels of serotonin and dopamine and adiponectin. You don't need your anti-anxiety medication anymore. You don't need your depression medication anymore because the natural chemicals, all drugs are is chemicals we're putting in our body from the outside. They are a foreign substance, but you have the natural healthy chemicals inside your body to produce those healthy chemical reactions anyway. So you really can be medication free. Hey, I've had people literally under doctor supervision be taken off of 10 medications, 10 medications. But if you're saying, that sounds too good to be true. Hey, welcome to my world. I know it sounds too good to be true. And I say, please be a skeptic. Please be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, because I know it sounds too good to be true, but it just is. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. And I've helped thousands of people to transform and get healthy at a cellular level. I did it for free, friends, for 10 years. Now, you cannot have a more pure heart than to help people for free. And I helped people for free for 10 years because I was passionate and joyful about it. And it wasn't until about 7 years ago that one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, sat me down, knee to knee, toe to toe. And Dave Ramsey said, John, quit your 21-year career, go full-time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world. It was a long conversation. He did most of the talking. I'm just shaking my head like, you got to be kidding me. You want me to leave a 21-year career? And then Dave Ramsey gave me for free his staff, department heads, to build my business plan to be here for you. Now, friend, I'm not endorsed by Dave Ramsey. I'm not one of his endorsed local providers. You know, those people pay him money to do endorsements, as they should. And Dave deserves it because that voice deserves to be paid. But I don't pay Dave Ramsey one penny. Not a penny. Dave Ramsey did that out of the pureness of his heart and his character and his desire to help people to be well. He knew what I had was going to help people get healthy at a cellular level. And he obviously took his valuable time and gave me his valuable resources to help build my business plan to be here for you. So I love to give a shout out, you know, to him in that. And by the way, I want you to have financial peace, not financial anxiety, you know, in your life as well. Everything is connected. A lot of people are depressed or anxious about money. And if you're anxious or depressed about money, then I definitely recommend that you go get you some financial peace. You know, go log on to Dave's website and get you some financial peace, because everything is connected in our life. But it's the joy of my life to help people get healthy at a cellular level. And I want to help you get off that high blood pressure medication, off that diabetic medication, off of that anxiety or depression medication. And I know that you really can, because I have seen thousands of other people do it. Now, friend, when you see real life experiences like this, then it makes you know what is possible and what is impossible. And so far, what I've seen is nothing is impossible. I have not had a person yet. I had a permanently disabled New York City fireman, permanently disabled. He couldn't exercise for a minute. He lost 81 pounds of fat in 88 days, gained 14 pounds of muscle doing a program that he thought there's no way in the world he could do. But don't even take my word for it. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, but be willing to take a step. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. And look for that New York City fireman. He did an interview on NBC sharing how the transformation changed his life. When we come back, I'm going to have Jonathan Bird in studio sharing how his transformation's going and what it takes to be extraordinary. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Finding your joy. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, you are a rock star. That's right. I'm talking to you. You are the star of your life. Hey, I want to encourage you. You can choose to take the next right step to be the best you can possibly be. It happens one step at a time. All it takes is one simple strategy to do something completely different. Think about it. If right now, driving in your car, you drive off an exit, come up, turn around, you can do a 180. You can be headed a completely opposite direction with just one action. And that's how our life is, friends. It's that simple to get yourself headed in the direction that you want to be. And men, women, driving down the road right now, take one hand off that wheel, stick it on your belly. Every 1 inch that belly is bigger than your chest, you are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. That is a guarantee from the American Heart Association. Yeah, do that math. If it's 2 inches, that's 10 years. 3 inches, that's 15 years. For every 1 inch your belly is bigger than your chest, you are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. Fat will kill us faster than smoking. So you know what, friends? We better get our stuff together. And we've got to be around to have a legacy for our kids. And one of Indianapolis's favorite sons, Jonathan Bird, he decided he's going to make a difference. He's going to do a transformation because he's going to set up a new legacy for his life, and he's doing it. And Jonathan Bird, welcome this morning, man. I am so proud of you. You are looking amazing.
Oh, man, John, thanks so much. It's good to be here. I took a 180 and I got lost one time I was driving, but no, that's a different story.
Well, Jonathan Bird, so for those people that are driving, just getting to know, give a recap up from the beginning until now of your transformation, please.
Well, thanks, John. I was a big guy. Well, I still am a big guy, but I was a big guy. Did you get that picture I sent you over the week in my worst picture? Oh my gosh, I looked huge in that picture. I'm over 310 pounds and just unhealthy. And going down the same road as my father, just gaining a few pounds every year and getting hypertensive and high blood pressure and, you know, the aches and pains of getting older and everything. And all of a sudden, you need to just get to the point where you're just fat and unhealthy. And I didn't want to be one of those people that just went to sleep one time and didn't wake up because of the suffocation of my organs. Just the fat just overtaking everything. So over the past, today is day 74 of my 88-day transformation. I can't believe 74 days we've been doing this. It's amazing. And today I've lost 8 inches on my belly, and now my chest is bigger than my belly. So that was you were just talking about how important it is for your belly to be smaller than your chest, so thankful for that. I've lost over probably 75 pounds of fat now. Here I've gained healthy hydration, probably close to 20, you know, if 15 to 20 pounds of water, and I've gained 5 pounds of healthy muscle. And I've done it without touching one weight. I have done it without running. I've done it without heavy breathing. It's been very simple, easy, and it's been fantastic. And to see the before and after pictures, or the during, however, the current picture of me with my before picture, oh my gosh, it's just a total transformation. And I wanted to tell you the story. Abigail, my wife, she's just standing there doing her thing, checking in families for the children to check in at the church. I'm just standing there next to her, and I had like 5 people come up to me asking, man, what are you doing, Jonathan? And I'm like, I had explained 5 times the John Jubilee transformation to them all. So they tune in to John Jubilee. I'll be on there talking all about it, and you'll hear about it. And they're like, wow, you just look fantastic. What are you doing? Are you sick? No, I'm not sick. I'm healthy. I'm getting healthy at a cellular level.
Well, congratulations, and you look amazing. Your skin looks better. And Jonathan, I got to tell you, I was looking at those pictures after you sent it to me, and Jonathan, it looks like you lost a lot of weight in your head.
Yes, I mean, it's amazing how much smaller my head is, definitely. But man, I just big and fat. I didn't know I was that big. And you just don't realize it. You know, Abby didn't even realize, man, she just knew that, just gotten big over the course of a few years. And, you know, over 10 years, you just gain 2, 3, 4 pounds every year. And all of a sudden, you're 70, 80, 100 pounds overweight.
Well, Jonathan, I got some good news for you and a little surprise for you.
Okay.
I've got a caller that called in today, and I'm going to have him share his story. He's going to give you a little bit of inspiration, because guess what? He was just at your size And if I've got him, I'm looking at my producer here. I've got him on the line. Okay. Good morning, Aaron. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, brother.
Hey, John. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Well, Aaron, I've got Jonathan Bird in studio here with me, and I thought you would be the perfect guy to share your transformation story, and then you can actually give him some encouragement. If you would, though, Aaron, for the listeners that are listening that don't know your story, would you just kind of start from the beginning, tell where you were at and what happened on your transformation and where you're at today?
Yeah, I sure will. And first of all, welcome, Jonathan, to the Smaller Head Club.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Yeah, anyway, I guess it's been about 16 months or something when I started the program last year. I listened to John on the radio and was just really unhealthy and overweight, 56-inch waist and 350 pounds. You know, just miserable. Sick all the time and just inactive. And I had had a couple of surgeries, a knee surgery and a shoulder surgery. So my mobility was limited and I was really sedentary, just doing nothing. And started the program and started it with my wife, Brenda, with me. In my 88 days, I lost 106 pounds of fat. And then went on and continued the program after that because I wasn't done, and finished at about 150 pounds of weight loss and gained about 30 pounds of healthy hydration and muscle. And the aches in the shoulder and the knees have gone away, and full mobility now, and finally living life again. And it's exciting. It's been quite a journey, and I feel better now than I did 20 years ago. Stick with it and continue. It sounds like you're doing great yourself there, Jonathan.
That's just fantastic, man. That is truly inspirational. And it almost sounds too good to be true. But you're living it, aren't you, man?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I was certainly skeptical, and my wife was too, thinking that when it was over that the weight would come back and the aches and pains would return. And just none of that has happened. You're in for a treat because you're going to feel better and you're going to continue to feel better and get some life back.
And, Aaron, while you're on the line, I'm sure some of the folks are listening. Since you mentioned your lovely wife, Brenda, there, why don't you share a little bit about what happened with her on her transformation?
She's sitting right beside me. Can we let her do that?
Well, please. Yeah, awesome.
All right. All right, here she is.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful Brenda.
How are you, John?
Well, fantastic. It is so great to hear your voice. And hey, I'm in studio this morning with Jonathan Bird, and him and Aaron are like carbon copies of each other, except Aaron actually overcame a lot more adversity with the knees, the shoulders, and the gout, arthritis, all those things. But their waist size and their head size is about the same. But Brenda, for the gals listening out there, would you mind just go back to the beginning and share what happened in your transformation and help those beautiful, beloved skeptics as well, if you would? I think you had a little bit of skepticism in there.
I had a lot of skepticism. I had pretty much done everything out there. I've done all the popular diets and some not so popular diets, and always lost some but gained it back, and it really felt good. And Aaron came home talking about some guy he heard on the radio. Aaron had never, ever done anything as far as to lose weight, and I was really worried that he would have a stroke or a heart attack because he was so overweight and just such a type A personality. And he came home talking about this guy, and I said, okay, whatever you want to do, go talk to him. And I came with him to support him. I didn't think that it would work. I figured it's just another program out there that I could do anything for 88 days because I'd done everything else. So I went to my doctor and I told her I wanted to do this because I have a heart murmur that was caused by one of the other diets that I did. And she said, well, it doesn't look like anything here with HER2. Go ahead. We can make it your 6 months checkup because I was going to have gastric bypass because I figured, you know, once this was over and it didn't work, I would have gastric bypass and everything would be okay. So after about 2 months, my doctor took me off that list and said, nope, you don't need a gastric bypass. You're perfectly fine doing whatever you're doing. Keep doing it. And I lost about 100 pounds. And 75 inches.
Oh, my word. Wow. Now, Brenda, every woman out there, number one, they're thinking that sounds too good to be true. So respond to that.
Right. I would have thought it was too good to be true, too. But it definitely wasn't. I mean, it happened. It happened. We did our 88 days, and then we kept going because we weren't where we wanted to be. And when all was said and done, that's where we stopped. And I wouldn't have believed it either, but it really happened, and it's really true, and it was easy to follow, and it was great. And even better than that is what I've gained in seeing Aaron get healthy.
Yes. And Brenda, you know, every woman out there is thinking, wait a minute, 75 inches. If that girl lost 75 inches, she must have skin sagging all over her body.
I don't have any saggy skin. Just shrink. All the other diets I've been on, you get droopy and you get kind of a chalky color and you don't feel well. And with this, I was radiant and my skin didn't droop or sag, or it just magically constricts. It's amazing.
And you know, Brenda, that's so joyful to hear. And I'm just going to say it because I've heard it. So many people that saw your before and after pictures said your before picture looked like the mother of your after picture, which means you look at least 20 years younger.
That's right. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I feel 20 years younger too.
Wow. Hey, and actually I'm going to ask you, cause I've got Jonathan here. Can you stay with me through the break? I want to ask you something as a couple, and I want to have you and Aaron share something with Jonathan Bird. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, friends that are out there listening, we got three transformers right here, and they're just sharing their real story, their real experience. And weight loss is a myth. Weight loss is a myth. I want to help you get healthy at a cellular level, do something that's real. The Carries are on the phone. They did it more than a year ago, never gained back a pound of fat. And they lost an NFL linebacker out of their bed, 250 pounds. When we come back, we're going to hear what it can do for us mentally and emotionally. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Thanks so much for having me on today, John. I've been with John Jubilee Transformations for about 4 years now, and it's been absolutely incredible. We have seen thousands of people's lives changed. It started with my personal transformation. I met John Jubilee in a gym when I was getting ready to marry my husband. I was engaged, and he told me that I could have a perfect body in 88 days. And I thought that sounded way too good to be true, but I literally had nothing to lose. I went ahead and bit the bullet and did the transformation. 4 weeks later, I had lost 15 inches and 3 dress sizes. It was absolutely unbelievable. I started telling everybody I knew and bringing hordes of people to John Jubilee's door, and I think he kind of hired me out of guilt. And I've been his marketing director ever since. Love working with John Jubilee, and so excited that I have the opportunity to see people's lives changed. The most incredible thing about John Jubilee transformations is the fact that the results are typical. A lot of times you see on a little pill bottle, these results are not typical, especially with weight loss programs today. Everybody's got a magic pill, but our results are typical. And what's incredible for me with working with this company is being able to sit in the room with real people and see tears stream down their face and know that we have helped them change their lives. We've seen people's medical charts flip upside down. People that are diabetic are off their insulin. It's just been absolutely incredible. And I could sit here and share all kinds of stories. We just had a woman in a wheelchair lose 35 pounds of fat. It's just been unbelievable, but I'm just so glad to be a part of it. And we're doing something special now. John Jubilee has agreed to travel to all the cities where he has an office. We have 6 cities all over the country right now. We're in 8 different radio markets. And John Jubilee is going to be coming to your market and hosting a luncheon. And it's kind of behind the curtain. If John, I hope you don't mind if I share this, I'm going to tell on you here, but just a real story about the kind of person that John Jubilee is. I called him the other day and I said, "All right, John, are you ready to make money today?" And he said, "No, I'm ready to change people's lives. I don't care about the money." And that's behind the curtain in the private nitty-gritty of what we do. And that's just who John Jubilee is. So I hope you'll come out and meet him and shake his hand and look him in the eye and ask him questions, because he really cares about you. And that's the difference with a John Jubilee experience. While I'm here, I'd like to take the opportunity to kind of give you an idea of who John Jubilee is. You see, John Jubilee, the bodybuilder, the cellular health transformation expert with the big muscles, but he talks about how he had the man boobs and the beer belly, and he's a real person just like you and I are. And it's just so exciting to work with somebody who cares about people on a very deep individual level. The person that John Jubilee is, I've worked for him for almost 5 years now on a very close proximity. And one of the most difficult turning points in our company, I remember I had delivered some difficult news to John Jubilee. It was just one of those very difficult, life-shattering situations. And I came to John and I had to tell him about the situation. And his response, without even batting an eye, was, "Bridget, we are defined by our enemies. Who would David be without Goliath?" And I was was just blown away. He's just a real, genuine, deep person. And so I would love for you to come out and meet him and come get to know the John Jubilee I know and let us help you experience the Jubilee transformation. Thanks so much, John, for letting me be on today. And we'll see you at our luncheon. So here at John Jubilee Transformations, we do some crazy stuff and we have a lot of fun with our staff. It's nothing for John Jubilee to call in on the 1-800 number and talk to our girls and scare them out of their mind or prank call them. We have a good time. But I'm going to do something a little bit crazy on the radio today since you invited me. This is on you, John. You asked me in here. I am going to give you my personal cell phone number. If you'd like to attend our upcoming luncheon or if you're just like, you know, this sounds too good to be true, I'd like to talk to a real person, I can give you the goods on John Jubilee or on the Jubilee Transformation. So call my cell phone number. I can't believe I'm doing this. Get a pen, write it down. 615-481-9522. That's 615-481-9522. I hope you'll attend our upcoming luncheon. I would love to talk to you about the transformation, so I hope I'll hear from you soon, and have a great day. Thanks a lot, John.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. More than just information, this is transformation. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. I've been helping people for almost 2 decades get healthy at a cellular level. And we're on the phone right now with Brenda Carey, Aaron Carey from Nashville, Tennessee, and Jonathan Bird is in studio with us. And Brenda, you still with me?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, share a little bit about what this has done just in your everyday life and your relationship with your husband.
It has made us participants again, I think, in life. You know, Aaron didn't do very much other than work and sit in his chair, and now he's coaching our grandson's baseball team, and he's active, and he's playing with our grandson, and it just made everything better. We're participating. We're closer because we had a common goal. It just made us happier.
Yeah, it is.
I heard something halfway humorous, but I could tell it was serious too, Brenda, that Aaron says you're a lot sweeter and easier to be around.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, probably. And he's a lot easier to get along with too, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, let me ask you a question. My wife, over the past few years, she would just gently say something to me about my weight or just kind of let it go. And I just wasn't ready just because, the way I would say, she would start something and I just didn't want to do it. And I just wasn't ready. And then what was it that got you just ready between you and your wife where you just finally decided to go ahead and do this?
Well, I think it was my 50th birthday approaching, really, is what I think was the motivation, you know, and just always feeling sick and tired and feeling like, really feeling like kind of life was passing me by, and listened to John for weeks on the radio and just decided to give it a shot. And of course, Brenda was really supportive and went along with me. And it's been a blessing. There's no doubt about it.
And in your words, what is the relationship now between you and your wife, you guys both being healthy at a cellular level?
You know, it kind of feels like we're dating again, almost. You know, I mean, there's just we're doing things again, and really, I guess that the weight and the health had kind of kept me from doing anything at all, and I didn't even realize what I was missing. And because we did it together, and because we worked towards this goal together, it's just brought us a lot closer. I mean, we're having a great time again.
And you guys talk about going on dates, you know, being dating again now. When we're young and, you know, going out when we start, you know, we could eat anything. And I know we go through the program and we do what we're supposed to do right. And John always talks about how he loves his vegetables, which is carrot cake. And so are you guys the same way? You know, that you're cellularly healthy and you've, you know, reset your hypothalamus and reset your metabolism. You guys eating just normal food again?
Let's just say the 4th of July weekend, we didn't eat tofu.
I love it.
You get back to being able to eat those things. And I think it's because the metabolism increases so much because of because of the muscle, the gain in the muscle.
Right.
You just have a higher metabolism, and you're able to eat those foods that might not be so good for you without there being an immediate penalty.
Now, Aaron, you lost you lost over 100 pounds of fat in your 88 days, but you decided that you wanted to keep building that house, right?
That's correct, John.
And so you lost about another 50 pounds of fat. So what would be your encouragement to Jonathan Bird? Because he literally, Aaron, is like your exact size of when you were starting out.
I would just tell Jonathan to keep on keeping on. I mean, besides the fact that you're going to look so much better, you can't say enough about how much better you're going to feel when it's all done. And somehow, even when it's done, that continues. So I would just say hang in there, Jonathan, because it's worth every bit of it.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep going. Like I said earlier, I'm on day 74 of my 88 days, and I'm going to keep building the house. I'm going to add the pool. I'm going to add the bonus room, put in the movie theater into this house. It sounds like you've done the same.
You will have to get some new hats.
That sounds good. I will do that.
Hey, Aaron, right. Aaron, if you would kind of run through your checklist of physically, you know, what else changed in your body physically of the physical challenges that have been done away with in your life and in your health?
I guess probably the biggest one is the sleep apnea is gone. I went and did one of those sleep studies, and they registered that I awakened 300 times in the night during the sleep study. So you can imagine I wasn't hardly sleeping at all because of the sleep apnea. And the sleep apnea had totally gone. I had this skin condition. Every time I got out in the sun, my face would break out, or my arms even would break out in the sun. All that's gone. The knee and the shoulder, totally better now. I mean, I can't tell the difference between the left knee and the right knee anymore. And it used to be, just a constant pain. I didn't have full mobility in my shoulder. I wasn't able to raise my arm over my head after the surgery, and now I can. It's just 100% better now. And not to mention the blood pressure and everything else that got better.
I know. Isn't it amazing, Aaron, that it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, my high blood pressure was cured. And I'm
right.
pretty sure you had some gout and arthritis, right?
That's exactly right. The plantar fasciitis in my feet. Oh. I used to be able to stand maybe 15 or 20 minutes, you know, and speaking of the grandchild, I can remember in years past going to a function with him, you know, maybe the pumpkin patch at Halloween or some Christmas event and being able to walk around for maybe 10 minutes and having to sit down and rest because my feet were so bad. And all that's gone now. Just remarkable.
Wow. Well, man, I am thrilled that, Aaron, that, you know, you and Brenda have been such an inspiration, you know, to so many people by just being yourself and sharing your experience with people. You know, I just thank you guys so much. And Brenda, do you have anything that you want to say to Jonathan that might encourage him to keep building that house?
I think that you should continue to do this for your family, because I cannot tell you how much better life is with someone that's healthy.
Right. Absolutely. That's why I'm doing this. Is my wife and I, we're talking about how we want to get old together and be able to do the things in our 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And, you know, my chest is, you know, I was on pace to die 40 years early because my chest was 8 inches smaller than my belly. And so now it's not. And so now, you know, there's just not any old fat guys walking around, is there, out there, Brenda? And so,
not very many.
And I want to be there for my kids, my grandkids, and even my great grandkids.
That's right.
Well, Aaron and Brenda, thank you guys so much.
Thank
for calling.
You, absolutely.
For calling and encouraging Jonathan, encouraging everybody that got to hear your story. I so appreciate it. You guys are always so inspirational. And listen, I want to make sure that I'm going to be hopefully in Nashville in the next month. I'd love to connect with you guys, you know, when I'm there.
All right, sounds good, John.
Okay, well, thank you guys for calling in today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. You too. Well, what do you think of that, Jonathan Bird?
That's awesome, man. That's just inspirational, ready to take on the day, take go out and hit hell with the water gun, something like that, right?
All right. Well, friends, I tell you what, I can't give you any more inspiration than that. You got people there that lost 250 pounds of fat. They got rid of arthritis, plantar fasciitis, cured of all their joint issues, sleep apnea, 75 inches of skin, ladies. Can you imagine losing 75 inches off your body and your skin being radiant and looking 20 years younger? When we come back, I'm going to tell you the 3,500 supplements that don't work. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTF. Changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, welcome back. For 10 years after I got healthy at a cellular level, I helped people for free. Now, you cannot get a more pure heart. And it wasn't until Dave Ramsey, one of America's heroes, sat me down in his office on a Friday morning, knee to knee, toe to toe, and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. And I said, you got to be kidding me, Mr. Monetize It. Dave Ramsey, you're telling me to leave a 21-year career that I'm extremely successful in? He said, yes, John, you're going to change the world. You will be to health and wellness. What I am to finance, you got to do it. And Dave Ramsey gave me his staff department heads to meet with and to build my business plan. You got to admire Dave Ramsey for doing something like that for someone when he had no financial gain whatsoever in it, no endorsement deal. And I love to give Dave the credit and to honor him. I'm going to bring in one of my rock stars, who is one of the most brilliant business guys and financial advisors on the planet.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
Mighty Kyle, I hope you had a fantastic 4th. What do you got for us today, friend?
John, it was fantastic. Here's what I have for us today. You know, when is a dollar not a dollar? To answer that question, it is not a dollar when that particular financial vehicle or instrument will not purchase what it could in times past. So what we have to be aware of and realize is coming and is going to be showing up in the next few months or few years with a vengeance is inflation. As a result of the money that's being printed, as a result of all the cash that now is being held by the banks and our other institutions around the land, when that money again begins coming into the economy, our dollar is not going to be a dollar nor worth a dollar any further. So we need to make sure as we continue with our plans and set our goals that we are cognizant of or aware of inflation and the fact that our power of buying is going to be decreasing. And how do we make sure that our investments are growing at least at the rate of inflation or better where we see profit and gain?
Good word. Well, you just have a supernatural day, my friend.
Thank you, John. Do the same.
I shall. Man, we are just trying to encourage you today, be the best you can possibly be in every area of your life. Take tiny intentional steps in the direction that you really want to go. But right now, I wanted to give you an information revelation.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters.
Okay, friends, let me tell you something. If you are on prescription medication and you think you're healthy, not. Come on. It's like for you to think you're on prescription medication, that is masking a symptom. You're not cured of the sickness that's in your body. Literally taking a prescription medication that masks a symptom is like putting a blanket over your head and thinking it's dark outside. Think about it for a minute. Put the blanket over your head and you go, well, it must be dark outside. No, you just have a blanket on your your head. You are not well. You're not well. Do you know we have people coming in our offices across the country and they'll say, yeah, I'm healthy and I'm on high blood pressure medication. I'm on high cholesterol medication. They'll name their medications that they're on and I'm healthy. No, you are not healthy. You just have a blanket on your head. You're masking the symptom, and that's all that prescription medications do. They mask a symptom. And when I say masking the symptom, let's just say you have a chainsaw accident and you get a big cut with a chainsaw in your thigh. So you with me there? You got that visual? Sorry, it's a little graphic, but chainsaw goes into the thigh and then you put a blanket over it and you say, well, that took care of that. No, you still have a big cut in your thigh. You covered it up. Nobody can see it. You can't see it either, but it's still there. And when you have high blood pressure, you can take a medication that makes you think it's not there, but the true root cause of why you have high blood pressure is still there. If you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes and you're treating it with medication, the true root cause is still there. You have not cured anything. So let's get an information revelation, and then let's have a revelation revolution, which means we're going to do something about it. Let's get healthy at a cellular level so that we can get off of our prescription medication. Hey, every good doctor signs an oath, first of all, to do no harm. They don't want to harm you. They want to help you. They want to heal you. How do you think that dozens and dozens of doctors have come to the point where they refer clients into my program to transform? Because they saw several of their clients before they ever met me get healthy on a cellular level and get well. And then the doctor asked the patient, what in the world have you done? Hey, I did the John Jubilee Transformation Experience. The doctor looks at the chart and realizes, wow, I have to take you off of your high blood pressure medicine. I have to take you off of your high cholesterol medication. You don't need your diabetic medication anymore. They begin taking them off these medications. You don't need your CPAP machine anymore. You don't have sleep apnea anymore. When people get healthy at a cellular level and literally get healed and their doctor confirms it, I don't tell any of these people to quit their medication. Their doctors tell them to quit their medication because they're healed, they're healthy, and they're well. Because when you get healthy at a cellular level, you get healthy. I'm going to share a funny story with you. Since I mentioned the chainsaw, there was these tornadoes that all came through Tennessee one year and just terrible. And one of my friends, his name is Dell, he lived on this big farm and man, he had these 200-year-old trees on his farm. Now that's a big tree. I mean, literally some of these trees 50, 60 feet tall and just huge. Well, these tornadoes came through and oh my word, Dell's farm, I mean, those trees were just all over the place. They were knocked down. But now when you got a 200-year-old tree, you knock down a 200-year-old tree, guess what? Those roots are still in the ground. And when you knock down a 200-year-old tree with those roots in the ground, what you got is a heavy tree laying on the ground. But when the roots are still in there, those roots are like a spring-loaded tree. And if you cut the top off of that tree, guess what happens? Doing. That tree just pops right back up because the way those roots are all still connected to it. Just picture this. I'm helping cut down trees everywhere and cut them up to get it cleaned up with a chainsaw. And there's literally 70 of us guys out there with chainsaws helping Dell clean up his farm. And I'm standing 12 feet in the air on one of the huge trees that gets knocked over. I'm standing on the roots that are exposed, cutting this other tree next to it. And I look over and there's two sweet old guys with their chainsaws. And they're starting to cut the tree that I'm standing on. I said, hey, don't cut that, because I realize if they cut the top off of that tree, that thing's going to be spring loaded and something not too pleasant might be happening to me. So I turn and yell to them and they nod like they heard me. I turn back focusing on the tree that I'm cutting. Well, guess what? I guess they didn't quite understand my message because they cut through that tree. And when they cut through it, doink, that tree spring loaded and John Jubilee became Superman. I was flying through the air with a chainsaw in my hand. And as I'm flying through the air with a chainsaw in my hand, my first thought was, oh my word, get rid of the chainsaw. But my next thought was, oh, I can't. There's too many people. I cannot just throw a chainsaw. I better just try to hang on to it and land with it because my chainsaw is running. Well, I landed on my back, chainsaw sticking up in the air, and so nobody got hit with my chainsaw. And I literally was 20 feet or more away from where I started out at. And I just kind of got up and looked around and no one even realized what had happened. I thought that was amazing. No one even saw it. So I just kind of went back to work, and we took our lunch break there. Dell comes walking up to me with his cup of coffee, and he goes, "Hey, Superman, that was pretty exciting, huh?" I said, "Oh, did you see that?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I was standing on the porch looking." He goes, "I saw you flying through the air with that chainsaw." And I said, "Thank God for cellular health." So I was saying, thank God for the miracle that no one got injured. And is that a funny story or what? I couldn't even make up some of the crazy stuff that happens in my life. But, you know, there really is a tie-in there. The fact that I was healthy and well and I got lean muscle mass surrounding those bones, it protected me even flying through the air with a chainsaw. So I want to encourage you, don't let yourself be on one of these lists of leading causes of death. Don't let yourself be number five because of prescription drugs that can literally kill you. And it says it right on the label. I'm not making it up. Read it on your own side effects. Your own side effects will tell you. It can give you a stroke, can give you migraines, can give you digestive problems, and can kill you, make you want to commit suicide. Those are real side effects that are on there. Hey, you can be the best you possible. Go log on to johnjubilee.com and give Jonathan Bird a shout out. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, man, this is your day. Top news story of the day is you, because you are a world changer. Do you know that you have the power to take an intentional, active step to change the world by changing yourself? Because remember the great fundraising song, "We Are the World"? Well, that's a true song. We are the world. We make up the world. You start changing the world by changing yourself. And nothing is more important in this world than you. Hey, this is information overload. We're in the information overload era of all time. Think about it. If you hear a news story, you're going to hear it all day, every day on the internet, on the radio, on television. You're going to hear the same thing. Well, I want to give you some different news, news that is actually pertinent to you personally. If you're in the sound of my voice, look around the people that you're driving. Every third car, and maybe your car, is on high blood pressure medication. One out of three Americans is on high blood pressure medication. That is so alarming. Friends, high blood pressure is one step away from a heart attack. And just because you have medicine masking your symptom doesn't mean you don't have a serious issue. High blood pressure is like a boiler that's ready to blow up. Your heart is the boiler, and high blood pressure means there's too much pressure coming to the boiler. The boiler's going to blow up. And what does it look like when the boiler blows up? It's a heart attack. One third of you guys has high blood pressure. It's so dangerous. And all of you millions that have high cholesterol, your cholesterol is a precursor to your high blood pressure, because cholesterol is only produced to try to grease your arteries. That's right. Cholesterol is like grease to an artery. It helps the blood get through because your body's trying to defend itself from those shriveling arteries. The artery shrivels up, it gets skinnier, the blood can't get through, the grease comes out in extra cholesterol, and guess what happens? It creates high blood pressure. That's why so many people that have high cholesterol end up with high blood pressure. It's all connected. But I got great news for you. You don't have to have a heart attack. You don't have to be on high blood pressure medication. And by the way, if you want to do something that will depress you and crack you up at the same time, read the side effects of your high blood pressure medication, of all the things that that can do. And I'm just going to say it, the worst side effect for living everyday life, for men, God made us to be red-blooded American men. You're supposed to be a red-blooded American man, and you're supposed to want to make love to your wife and have a great sex life. That's a great thing. That's a healthy thing. It's a great and healthy thing to have a healthy sex life with your wife, with the love of your youth. But guess what? Side effect of high blood pressure medication, it takes that out. Bam. Ouch. You know what? I think I'd rather just have the heart attack and die if I wasn't going to be able to enjoy the wife of my youth. And I'm telling you what, I got a great one. I met my beautiful bride when she was 11 years old and I was 14. And she is prettier than Faith Hill. Yep, I love to say it because, you know, I got a bunch of Nashville clients. And I'm telling you what, that you want to be able to enjoy your wife. That's part of life. That's part of living the abundant, full, fulfilling, enjoyable, joyful, celebration life. And that's the real life that I want to help you live. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I am America's cellular health authority. I help people get healthy at a cellular level. And when you get healthy at a cellular level, everything gets better. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you get healthy at a cellular level, it is impossible to have high blood pressure. It's impossible to have high cholesterol. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your family history is. I don't care what you think is hereditary. I am going to tell you right now. In fact, I'm going to do a little myth buster here. I love to demythify.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters.
Mythbusters. Listen here, friends. I'm going to tell you right now, people that say that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or obesity is hereditary are wrong. Sorry. You can go on my website, johnjubilee.com, and see an interview I did on NBC with one of America's leading cardiologists, Dr. Thomas Cable. And guess what? We talked about it is scientifically factual. You can reprogram your DNA. Nobody is obese, hereditary. Nobody has high blood pressure, hereditary. Nobody has high cholesterol, hereditary. That is an absolute myth. And you can literally hear thousands, every single person, every single time that has transformed at the cellular level, done the 88-day transformation, has been cured of their high blood pressure and their high cholesterol. I'm not even making the claim, friends. I'm just telling you the fact. It is an absolute fact that every single person, every single time, gets cured of their high cholesterol and their high blood pressure. It happens every single time. But please be skeptical. Please be a beautiful, beloved skeptic, because most people in health and wellness and weight loss, it's an absolute scam preying upon our worst fears of health. We're so desperate that we're buying by the billions every kind of program and product. And friends, I don't even sell products. I don't sell products. I don't sell supplements. I have intellectual property. I have knowledge of 20,000 hours of research, 20,000 hours of research with real people that live real life, that have had real cellular transformations and real results in the real world. And that is indisputable, undeniable, empirical, anecdotal, scientific evidence of what really works for cellular health. And I was just like you until about 7 years ago, some guy that many of you know. For 10 years, I helped people for free. For 10 years, I did research and development in the human laboratory of life, helping real people just like you that get up and strap it on every day and go to work. And when I was offered the possibility of doing The Biggest Loser with Jillian Michaels, I said, no, thank you. I do not want to be Mr. Drama King and false drama and beating people up physically. And that's not what I do. I said, I help real people that get up and strap it on every day, that go to work, that live real life, that coach their kids, that raise their kids, that take them to soccer practice. And I stayed true to helping people for free for 10 years until one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey literally sat me down in his office on a Friday morning and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. And he came around that desk and sat down knee to knee, toe to toe with me and said, you got to go, pointing his finger in my face and telling me to do it. And I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, John, you're going to change the world. You will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. And Dave Ramsey generously gave me his staff, his department heads, for free to build my business plan. Now, when Dave Ramsey, Mr. Monetize It, gives you something for free, well, that's pretty amazing, right? And I love to give him a shout out. And I'm not even one of Dave's endorsed local providers. You folks that know Dave Ramsey know he's got a huge network, a national network of endorsed local providers. They pay Dave thousands of dollars for his endorsement. I don't pay Dave Ramsey a penny for any type of endorsement. Dave, just out of his generosity and his character, sat me down and said, hey, you got to go full time and do this, and gave me his staff for free to build my business plan so that I could be here for you full time. And I got started on the same radio station as Dave Ramsey did. And I have been joyfully helping people to get healthy at a cellular level ever since. And friends, I can share with you, this is simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. It's for real. Hey, I would be the last person in the world to give someone false hope. Because I'm telling you what, I teach that all health and wellness and diets are false hope for sale. It's not real. You are priceless. Your health is priceless. And I want to encourage you today, get yourself out of the statistics. You want to hear some of these statistics? Again, 1 in 3 high blood pressure, which means not only are you a step away from a heart attack, but you're dealing with all the side effects of that high blood pressure medication. And you know what? Your wife or your husband may not be saying it, but you are negatively impacting your family because of the side effects of that medication. Everyone has to deal with you and your side effects. So be the best you can be. 1 in 7 diabetic. 1 in 3 pre-diabetic. Friends, when you get diabetes, you talk about debilitating and controlling your lifestyle. You're sticking needles in yourself all day, every day, and you're always testing that blood sugar. And next thing you know, you might be one of those people that ends up in the hospital getting your feet chopped off. You know, and I don't mean to be so graphic and blunt, but I want to be graphic and blunt. So you realize the severity of what's going on in this country when 1 out of 3 people are pre-diabetic. In this nation, that is an epidemic. We have an epidemic of diabetes in our country. This generation of young people is the first generation projected to be outlived by their parents because of diabetes. And you want to come close to home, 1 out of 4 Americans is on a mood-altering medication. So when you're driving on the road, every fourth person is either on anti-anxiety or depression medication. They are not functioning without medication to try to help them with their mood. Do you know that what we all really need is just our own natural chemicals, our own natural serotonin and dopamine and adiponectin to be flowing through our body the natural way, the natural chemicals your body's designed to have will put you in a good mood. They'll give you your joy back because you're designed to be a self-contained person. You don't need an external source to get your mood right. You just need to learn how to get those natural chemicals flowing in your body, and you can do it in just 88 days because all of your cells transform in 88 days. That's why it's an 88-day transformation. But I love sharing this because it's real. It's an experience, and we're all living this experience we call life, and I want you to live it to the full. When we come back, you're going to hear about one of Indiana's favorite sons, Jonathan Bird, who's in the midst of a transformation himself, and you're going to hear a real story about a man that has lost how much fat? We'll find out when we come back. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It's not about you discovering us. This show is about discovering the new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, rock star. That's right, I'm talking to you. For all of you news junkies out there, I got some news for you. You are a world changer. When you change yourself, you change the world. You start to change the world around you. What is the world? It's us. It's us. We're the world. So if you want to know what world news is, you need to be looking in the mirror. I want to encourage each and every one of us to focus on ourselves. Focus on being the best us that we can be. And that's how we're going to impact the world. Who cares how much news we listen to? We can listen to all the news in the world. What does that change because we heard it? Nothing. It doesn't change anything. But we all get caught in that same vacuum of just listening to information, information, information. It's all poured upon us. But what does it really mean? Hey, I want to just encourage you. Let your mind, give yourself about 4 weeks, give yourself about 28 days to focus on yourself, on being the best you. Make yourself the number one story in the world, because all the world is about 6 billion people living their lives. And then what happens in the news? We hear about their life. Well, if that's not directly correlated to our life, it's not going to change the world for us just hearing about everyone else's life. Who cares if a guy in Afghanistan mowed his lawn? It doesn't change your world. It doesn't impact you at all. Who cares if somebody in Iraq crashed their car? It doesn't change your world. Focus on yourself for 28 days. Use those brain cells that you have to change the world by focusing on yourself. Hey, I may play that song, Man in the Mirror. Focus on the man in the mirror for yourself. But I've got Jonathan Bird in studio, and I kind of gave you a little tease there. I said, hey, we'll see how much weight he's lost. But weight loss is not what we're all about. We don't care about weight loss. Weight loss has nothing to do with health and wellness. Friend, you can go sit in a sauna and lose 10 pounds of weight. What kind of weight do you lose in the sauna? Water. So you come out, you are less healthy and less weight. So weight loss is kind of like cutting off one of your arms. That's weight loss. Cut off your feet. That's weight loss. Cut off your head. That's weight loss, but that's the last weight you'll ever lose. Hey, but I'm being funny, but I'm being serious. Weight loss is a myth. If you lose water and you lose muscle, you're less healthy. That's how those people on The Biggest Loser end up with all that saggy, saggy, saggy skin, and they got to go have a surgery. They're excited to go get their skin chopped off, you know, like cutting material out of a garment. That's what they do to their human body. So forget weight loss. You want to gain healthy muscle, gain healthy hydration, and you want to lose your fat and lose your inches. And so I got a guy here that he's had fat loss. So Jonathan Bird, how much fat loss have you had?
Well,
oh, hang on a minute.
Turn me up. Turn me up,
there
John.
There
we go. So what was the question again?
How much fat loss?
How much fat loss? Yes. Well, I'm over 70 pounds of fat loss, John.
70 pounds of fat loss.
Absolutely. And it has been just unbelievable how I would have never thought in a million years that I could have lost over 70 pounds of fat. And here I am on day 75 of my transformation. And it's just unbelievable how that's a pound of fat every day over the past 2.5 months.
Wow. Well, Jonathan, I talked to a lady last night and she said it didn't hit me. She was in her pre-launch. She's in her pre-launch of her 88 days. And she said, I went into my doctor. She said, I'm in this pre-launch. I've been doing it about a week. And he said, well, you've already lost 8 pounds of fat. And she said, well, yeah. And he goes, that's a bowling ball.
Strike.
She goes, and when he said that's a bowling ball, she goes, it hit me how much weight I really lost.
Wow.
And you know, those 8 pound bowling balls, Jonathan, you've lost 9 bowling balls.
I can't believe I carried around that much weight. That's unbelievable. I mean, how unhealthy is that, John?
Well, how much better does it feel walking around without 9 bowling balls bouncing around in there?
It just feels amazing. You know, I can, you know, I have to, sometimes my walk is just, I feel like I'm going so much faster and, you know, my knees don't hurt, my ankles don't hurt, my hips don't hurt, my joints don't hurt. So, you know, that just has to be something to be said for that. And just carrying that around, that extra 70, 75 pounds, you know, walking up and down all the time, you know, 8 hours a day, I mean, 12 hours a day sometimes, that's just not healthy. It just can't be good for you. And so, I mean, that's why you're always hurting everything. And if people are listening, carrying around 8, 10, 12, 15 bowling balls extra of weight right now, fat, then, you know, and if they're just at their wit's end, I really think that they need to think about taking you up on the on this offer of optimal cellular health that you offer them, and the experience that John Jubilee is. And that's what I was so blessed to have by you, and just being able to experience this transformation to get into optimal cellular health. And, you know, the side effect is fat loss and muscle gain and hydration and everything. It's just fantastic.
Well, you look amazing. You know, I can just tell the pep in your step. And yeah, Jonathan, if I came walking around even with three bowling balls, I hope a friend would say, hey, put those down. You're going to hurt yourself.
That's so true. I mean, why would you want to carry around all that extra weight for no reason? You know, unless you're going bowling, but no one's going bowling with three bowling balls. You only need one.
Yes, and an external bowling ball, not the internal bowling balls inside our body. But, you know, almost 70% of us have at least three or four extra bowling balls of fat inside of us. Isn't that a staggering statistic?
And just amazing how we've just gotten the American culture, the American diet, the food that we eat, and that have made this happen. I mean, this wasn't an epidemic 75 years ago, was it, John?
Well, it really wasn't. And I'll tell you something fascinating, though. I got to throw this in here. I got clients coast to coast that I help. Hey, I've got Malibu moms. I got Malibu moms. They're what's called skinny fat.
Mm-hmm.
So they look skinny in their clothes, but their body fat could be 40 to 50%.
Wow.
And they look fine in their clothes, but they're what's called skinny fat because they've done all these crazy fad diets, and they're not healthy at a cellular level. And man, is it joyful to be out there and, you know, bring transformation, to bring real information to people to help them get healthy at a cellular level with the side effect of losing their fat, even if it's skinny fat.
It's amazing how you have to think about them being 30, 40, 50% body fat. I mean, how unhealthy that is. I mean, they could be muscular and lean going through the transformation right now. I mean, I was at over 60% body fat when we did my initial assessment. I had 60% body fat, and in the first 55 days, I was down to 35% body fat. Who knows what it's at right now? The last, you know, since it's been 20 days since my last assessment, so I'm just feeling fantastic.
Well, Jonathan, we actually had a guy pop in last night. And he said, hey, I'm telling you what, he said, I know the Bird family. He said, and I know Jonathan Bird. He's a successful businessman. He's a sharp guy. He said, if that's working for him, he said, that's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it has something to be said for the name Jonathan Bird that my dad established in this community. And I'm privileged to walk in those footsteps.
Well, Jonathan, you look amazing. And friends, I'm going to encourage you, go on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com, and take a look at Jonathan Bird's before picture and where he's at this far in his transformation. You will be amazed. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the difference between treating a symptom and curing a disease. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Thanks so much for having me on today, John. I've been with John Jubilee Transformations for about 4 years now, and it's been absolutely incredible. We have seen thousands of people's lives changed. It started with my personal transformation. I met John Jubilee in a gym when I was getting ready to marry my husband. I was engaged, and he told me that I could have a perfect body in 88 days. And I thought that sounded way too good to be true, but I literally had nothing to lose. I went ahead and bit the bullet and did the transformation. 4 weeks later, I had lost 15 inches and three dress sizes. It was absolutely unbelievable. I started telling everybody I knew and bringing hordes of people to John Jubilee's door, and I think he kind of hired me out of guilt. I've been his marketing director ever since. Love working with John Jubilee, and so excited that I have the opportunity to see people's lives changed. The most incredible thing about John Jubilee Transformations is the fact that the results are typical. A lot of times you see on a little pill bottle. These results are not typical, especially with weight loss programs today. Everybody's got a magic pill, but our results are typical. And what's incredible for me with working with this company is being able to sit in the room with real people and see tears stream down their face and know that we have helped them change their lives. We've seen people's medical charts flip upside down. People that are diabetic are off their insulin. It's just been absolutely incredible. And I could sit here and share all kinds of stories. We just had a woman in a wheelchair lose 35 pounds of fat. It's just been unbelievable. But I'm just so glad to be a part of it. And we're doing something special now. John Jubilee has agreed to travel to all the cities where he has an office. We have 6 cities all over the country right now. We're in 8 different radio markets. And John Jubilee is going to be coming to your market and hosting a luncheon. And it's kind of behind the curtain. If John, I hope you don't mind if I share this, I'm going to tell on you here, but just a real story about the kind of person that John Jubilee is. I called him the other day and I said, "All right, John, are you ready to make money today?" And he said, "No, I'm ready to change people's lives. I don't care about the money." And that's behind the curtain in the private nitty gritty of what we do. And that's just who John Jubilee is. So I hope you'll come out and meet him and shake his hand and look him in the eye and ask him questions, because he really cares about you. And that's the difference with a John Jubilee experience. While I'm here, I'd like to take the opportunity to kind of give you an idea of who John Jubilee is. You see John Jubilee, the bodybuilder, the cellular health transformation expert with the big muscles, but he talks about how he had the man boobs and the beer belly, and he's a real person just like you and I are. And it's just so exciting to work with somebody who cares about people on a very deep individual level. The person that John Jubilee is, I've worked for him for almost 5 years now on a very close proximity. And one of the most difficult turning points in our company, I remember I had delivered some difficult news to John Jubilee. It was just one of those very difficult, life-shattering situations. And I came to John and I had to tell him about the situation. And his response, without even batting an eye, was, "Bridget, we are defined by our enemies. Who would David be without Goliath?" And I was just blown away. And he's just a real, genuine, deep person. And so I would love for you to come out and meet him and come get to know the John Jubilee I know and let us help you experience the Jubilee transformation. Thanks so much, John, for letting me be on today. And we'll see you at our luncheon. So here at John Jubilee Transformations, we do some crazy stuff and we have a lot of fun with our staff. It's nothing for John Jubilee to call in on the 1-800 number and talk to our girls and scare them out of their mind or prank call them. We have a good time. But I'm going to do something a little bit crazy on the radio today since you invited me. This is on you, John. You asked me in here. I am going to give you my personal cell phone number. If you'd like to attend our upcoming luncheon, or if you're just like, you know, this sounds too good to be true, I'd like to talk to a real person, I can give you the goods on John Jubilee or on the Jubilee transformation. So call my cell phone number. I can't believe I'm doing this. Get a pen, write it down. 615-481-9522. That's 615-481-9522. I hope you'll attend our upcoming luncheon. I would love to talk to you about the transformation, so I hope I'll hear from you soon, and have a great day. Thanks a lot, John.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Bringing the 88-day transformation to life. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Top news story of the day is you. When you change you, you change the world. We are the world, and you change you, you're going to impact your family, your community, and beyond. It's the pebble in the pond effect. And so I want to encourage you to be the best you can be in every way. You know, I met with a group of people last night, and I was reminded of something. I've been doing this, friends, for almost 2 decades now. I helped people for 10 years for free to get healthy at a cellular level. And then about 7 years ago, Dave Ramsey sits me down, knee to knee, toe to toe in his office and said, "John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world." And Dave gave me, now he talked to me about 90 minutes because he talked me into leaving a 21-year career. Now that was quite a conversation, right? For, you know, you men, if you're successful in a 21-year career, it's not something you're just going to go jumping out of the next day. But when Dave Ramsey sits you down, spends that kind of time, with that kind of passion that he was speaking to me, and then offers up for free to give me his staff and his department heads to build my business plan. I took him up on it, and I did it. And I've been helping people full-time ever since to transform and get healthy at a cellular level. And I literally have seen what people would even scientifically call miraculous. I have seen thousands of people, thousands, cured of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart conditions, arthritis, all kinds of joint issues, Meniere's disease, sleep apnea. You can go log on to thejohnjubilee.com and just listen to real people like you and me sharing their real transformation experience. It is anecdotal, empirical, irrefutable evidence that is just real. And that's why someone like Dave Ramsey would sit down and say, hey, I see what's happening in these people's lives. You got to go do this. You will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. You got to go do it. And that's why I'm here today. But I want to encourage you, whatever condition you have, when your cells get healthy, everything gets healthy. Even cancer is just a mutated cell. It's just a deformed cell. That's all that cancer is. And every medication is designed to treat a symptom, not to cure a disease. Cellular health brings the cure from the inside out. So that's why I encourage people, you cannot go wrong with getting healthy at a cellular level. There's not one negative thing that can happen. Now, you will have some side effects. You're going to get smaller. You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better. Yeah, those are some of the side effects. Your sex drive is going to go way up. Yep, those are just side effects of transformation. But nothing's going to happen until you do something different. Nothing's going to happen until you do something different. And if you have headaches, and specifically migraine headaches, do you know that a migraine headache is 99% of the time tied to dehydration? It's tied to dehydration. And you'll be amazed. And we measure this on every one of our clients. We measure their hydration levels. And most people that have migraine headaches are between 30 and 45% hydrated. And once you get up over 50% hydrated, guess what? Your migraines go away. But you're not going to hydrate yourself just drinking water. Because when your cell is unhealthy, it's like a counter, it's like a marble countertop. And you can pour all the water you want on it, but it's not going inside that marble countertop. But I have a secret that makes a cell porous like a sponge, and you can get healthy. Now, Jonathan Bird stayed over because he had something that he wanted to share, and I thought it was worth hearing. So, Jonathan, thank you for staying, and would you share that, please?
Well, yesterday, John, you and I were talking off air after, you know, in between segments, and you really encouraged me. You talk about that good is the enemy of great. And, you know, I've been doing this for 75 days now. And, you know, I think with anybody, you know, you get to the point where you've been doing really good. You know, I've lost over 70 pounds of fat and gaining muscle and lost weight and looking, you know, a lot better in the mirror and, you know, clothes don't fit and everything like that. And it really struck me. I just, you know, I know I'm not supposed to look at the scale, but I mean, I want to get to the point where I look like you. I know it takes 18, 20 years to look like you, but man, you look fantastic. But I'm just like, okay, good is the enemy of great. And I'm just like, good has been good enough and it's not great. And you also talk about how ordinary, I want to be extraordinary. And it just takes a little extra to be extraordinary. You add that extra to be extraordinary. And so this morning, or last night, yesterday I decided I'm going to just do the things, the extraordinary, to finish building this house. You talk about building the house, and once you build the house, then you maintain the house in our transformation. And right now I'm building my house. I'm losing all this weight. I'm getting healthy at a cellular level. But the extraordinary, someone who's great, they're going to get up before the show and do their walk. I know I was like, okay, I'll get up. I'll come to the show. I'll do my walk afterwards. And I know you talk about how it's better to walk, you know, first thing in the morning. And so, and so I got up, I'm doing my walk, get going. Even in a thunderstorm this morning, you know, right. I'm out there, I'm walking, I'm seeing the lightning in the sky. The dog didn't want to get up either. I got the dog out of the crate and I got out and just got walking. And even that's extraordinary. And, you know, eating, doing the right things. And I'm doing those things that you tell us to do. And doing the extraordinary is better than just doing the ordinary, because I don't want to be good. I want to be great. And so I wanted to share that with everybody. Just do those things. Even in the middle of your transformation, or if you're like, hey, I feel good, but I want to feel great. Do those things. Do the things that make extraordinary happen. And I just wanted to have that encouraging word for everybody out there. And you struck me with that, and I thought it was just really cool. Even knowing there was a thunderstorm coming, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do what I need to do and do everything that I wanted to be great. So that's the word.
Wow. Well, that is extraordinary. And thankfully you didn't get struck by any of that lightning out there. Like the good.
I walked a few circles in front of the yard, okay? So I didn't get too far from the house.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. And friends, that's worth repeating. Extraordinary is just a little extra. Just a little extra makes you extraordinary, and you can be extraordinary. When we come back, I'm going to share something that will help you be extraordinary. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Discovering your true genetic blueprint. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is the time when I like to help you get balance and success in all areas of your life. Right now, I'm going to bring in my good friend and world-renowned financial advisor.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee Financial Fitness Minute.
Hey, awesome. Kyle, what do you got for us today, my friend?
John, here's what we're going to touch on today. I asked the question, can we pay attention? What I mean by that is this: with all that's going on around us, are we able to realize and discern the signs, the times, the financial markets as we see things moving around the country? I thought for the first 18 years of my life, my middle name was pay attention, because my dad always, Kyle, pay attention, watch what's happening. As it relates to financial planning, we need to be watching and understanding what is happening around us. And part of that, John, involves not listening to all of the news, the garbage, etc., that's pumped to us through the airwaves and or television as it relates to all the varying opinions. So when we begin looking at our financial plans, our goals as to where we're going, make sure we're clear, they're well thought of, they're written down, and then make sure as we move forward, we're looking at those things that are happening around us where we can better prepare ourselves for what coming with the next financial future or financial goal.
Wow. Awesome. That is a great, great word. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. You are the top news story of the day, and you are a world changer by just changing yourself. And it's okay to focus on yourself. Let me just demystify. I already gave a myth buster in the first segment. And if you missed it, you're going to have to log on to johnjubilee.com and hear what my myth buster is. But I'm going to give you another, you know, I'm just going to cue it up just so in case you missed it, because I love the song.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters. Mythbusters!
Yep. Well, friends, I want to just encourage you. There's all these myths. You know, there's all these myths that we've heard in life. And, you know, one of the myths, you know, people are eating these egg beaters. You might have got up this morning and you might have had some of those egg beaters because you think they're healthier for you. Well, that's a myth. Real eggs are super, super, super healthy for you. And guess what the healthiest part of an egg is? The yolk. So all of you egg white eaters out there, I got some scientific news for you. The egg yolk is the healthiest part of the whole egg. That egg yolk is filled with choline, and choline helps your body produce the healthy cholesterol that offsets the bad cholesterol in our body. The egg yolk is the healthiest part of the egg, so eat it. So forget those false egg beaters, forget those egg whites, and eat that whole egg, because it is an absolute total myth that eggs are bad for you or that eggs can give you high cholesterol. So enjoy those eggs. They are excellent. super healthy. But I love to demystify and share real truth with you guys as real people. And how can you be extraordinary? Well, do you know it's so easy to be extraordinary because it just takes a little bit extra. When your boss asks you to do a project, do the project and a little extra. And your boss, when it comes time for your review for a pay raise, will say, you are extraordinary. An ordinary person does the job. An extraordinary person does the job and a little extra. When your spouse asks you to do something for them, an ordinary person does what they ask. An extraordinary person does what they ask and a little extra. It just takes a little extra. Whenever someone asks something of you, do a little bit extra. Doesn't have to be huge. Think about it. If you order a 16-ounce soft drink and they give you 18 ounces, you got a little extra. That's an extraordinary amount because it's extra. It's so simple to separate yourself, to be extraordinary, to be different, and you can really do it. I want to tell you about an extraordinary person. Her name's Teresa. Teresa came rolling into my office, and that's not a term, rolling. She literally came rolling into my office in a wheelchair, and her mom rolled her in, and her mom started sharing and telling me about her situation. Mom was retiring and Teresa was sitting there, and Teresa actually seemed agitated and angry. And she didn't just seem agitated and angry, she was agitated and angry because mom brought her in and didn't tell her what she was bringing her to. So mom had came in to sign up to do her own transformation, but also she wanted her daughter, who was confined to a wheelchair. Her daughter was 35 years old and mom retirement age, about 65 years old. And so mom and Teresa, as they were getting signed up for the program, I just looked at Teresa in her wheelchair and said, Teresa, said, you seem very angry. And she said, well, I am angry. I'm on all these medications. My body's all swollen. And she said, I'm miserable. I said, you know what? I don't blame you, sister. I said, if I was 35 years old in a wheelchair, I said, I might be angry too. I said, but you know what? Why don't you just do it mad? Do your transformation program and do it mad. It's okay to be angry, but do it mad. Well, Teresa came rolling in to one of my events about 88 days later. And she had a situation in the parking lot, but the reason she wanted to come to this event. She wanted to share with people what happened in her transformation, that in a wheelchair, she lost 37 inches in a wheelchair. Now, friend, it kind of takes away all of our excuses, right? When somebody in a wheelchair can go through a transformation, she came in to a group of people, probably literally 100 people were in that group, and she shared with that group of people that, hey, when I met John Jubilee, she said, I was angry. I was on a bunch of medication. My body was filled with inflammation, she said, but I lost 37 inches. I lost my inflammation. I lost my acne and I lost my anger. Now that's an extraordinary young woman. Friend, I couldn't even make these stories up of just telling you about true transformers, true experiences of transformation and how people's lives have been impacted. And Teresa and her mom, they're on the website. Hey, mom said she lost her wrinkles. She said, I'm retired. And people said, you look amazing and you lost your wrinkles. And that's partially because I have a secret that tightens people's skin, tightens your skin up like shrink wrap. That's why none of my people are like the Biggest Loser. Biggest Loser, those people have to sign up to get 7 surgeries to get their skin, their saggy, saggy skin removed. Well, I have had transformation clients get healthy at a cellular level with the side effect of losing more fat than anyone in the history of the Biggest Loser has ever lost, and they didn't have to have any surgeries at all. and their skin looked radiant and healthy and tight as a drum. How is that possible? Because when you get healthy at a cellular level, when you're hydrated and your cells are healthy and the mitochondria in your cells are able to fire how they're designed to fire scientifically when they are truly healthy, everything works the way that it's supposed to work without external medication. I was speaking to a group of people last night and I was asked a question of, does this help with hormonal issues with women? And men, let me talk to you for a moment, first of all, about hormonal issues with your wives. If your wife is having hormonal issues, it is not her fault. Don't look at her like, what's wrong with you? You need to look at her like, God bless you, you poor thing. You've been abducted by aliens, filled with alien drugs, like attacked by a terrorist that just shot you full of an alien terrorist, shot you full of 29 alien drugs, and now you're acting like this. Well, that's what happens when a woman's hormones are out of balance and she doesn't have the healthy levels of serotonin and dopamine and adiponectin and have the balance between the progesterone, the estrogen, and the testosterone that are in all of us as human beings. Well, I was a part of two medical studies and I had 138 successful women, perimenopausal, menopausal, postmenopausal. They all lost their muffin top. Boys, you don't know what that is, but every girl knows what that muffin top is. It's that roll of fat they get when they're going through that, and their doctors will even tell them they can't lose it. They can. And you've heard people that have called into this show and said, I lost it. My doctor told me I'd never lose it, and I did lose it. You can lose it. But more importantly, men, you get your real wife back. When her hormones get balanced, she gets back that vibrant, funny, joyful personality that you fell in love with. And men, on your side, all these low testosterone issues and the symptoms of low testosterone, I'm going to encourage you, when you get healthy at a cellular level, you will not be symptomatic. Even if you have low testosterone, you will not have the symptoms of low testosterone. And you can gain your healthy muscle at any age. I have clients in their 80s gaining lean, healthy muscle. So it is an absolute myth that you cannot gain muscle at any age. You absolutely can. Because when you get healthy at a cellular level, your mood gets better. You don't need the mood-altering drug when you're healthy at a cellular level. You don't need a pill to stay focused. You don't need a pill to be happy. You don't need a pill to be able to sleep. You don't need a pill to be able to control your blood pressure. And you certainly don't need any of the side effects that come with all of that. So I'm encouraging you today. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Take a look at what's happening with Jonathan Bird and thousands of other people that are transforming at a cellular level. Go log on to johnjubilee.com, johnjubilee.com. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.